I'm Pat Duggins, Alabama Public Radio News. Good morning. It's 4 minutes after 6 o'clock. Good to have you along on this Thursday. We'll have the forecast in just a moment with Peter Crank over at the WBUA Weather Center. A federal appeals court is upholding Alabama's ballot access law. Third-party presidential candidates who were trying to get their names on the ballot in 2012 challenged the measure in court. Alabama requires third-party candidates to collect signatures equal to 3% of the votes cast in the last election for governor in order to get on the presidential ballot. The Alabama Green Party, the Constitution Party, and the Libertarian Party all claim discrimination. The appellate panel said that the candidates didn't show that the state's requirement was overly burdensome. Veterans in West Alabama with questions about their health care will get the chance to get those questions answered tonight. The Tuscaloosa VA will be holding their quarterly town hall meeting this evening. David Stevenson is the communications officer with Tuscaloosa VA. He says these meetings help both the veterans and the VA.
Veterans may have questions or concerns, and we always have people there to try and address those, and those, especially if they're an individual issue that they need addressed concerning their care or appointments or whatnot.
The hour-long meeting begins at 6 this evening at the Tuscaloosa VA Hospital in the Sports Atrium. The event is open to both veterans and their families. The U.S. Secretary of Transportation is scheduled to meet with officials in Canada today on the safety of transporting oil by rail car. An accident and oil spill in western Alabama last year is considered one reason for the talks by Secretary Anthony Fox. The train carrying over 2 million gallons of a type of oil called Bakken crude derailed and spilled near Aliceville. The accident reportedly created 300 fireball explosions. Environmentalist John Wathen is with the group Friends of Hurricane Creek. He visited the Aliceville site after the accident, and he says the smell was terrible.
Bakken crude has a smell to it that is very similar to burnt motor oil. If you've ever changed the oil on your own car or been around a garage or a shop, there's kind of an acrid smell to that old oil. That's what Bakken smells like.
Wathen complains that Bakken crude is more explosive than conventional crude oil. He says it also corrodes rail cars from the inside out, so a newer and safer way to transport that type of oil is needed. And he helped put men on the moon during Project Apollo. A Huntsville area funeral home reports that rocket pioneer Dieter Grau died yesterday at the age of 101. Grau came to the United States after World War II with other German rocket scientists led by pioneer Wernher von Braun. He moved to Huntsville to work on the Redstone Arsenal in 1950. He and his colleagues helped to design and build early U.S. space rockets. That includes the Saturn V, which took astronauts to the moon in the late 1960s. Nice day today weather-wise. Maybe a bit of rain to be concerned about. We'll have details on that next. Here's Peter Crank over the WBUA Weather Center.
Temperatures will remain in the 50s for our Thursday. A few more clouds are also expected throughout the day today, thanks to the next system bringing us rain on Friday. Some stray isolated showers are possible for northern Alabama as we go late in the day on Thursday into Friday morning. I'm WVUA's Peter Crank, and that's your local forecast.